It's the height of summer, yay. So let's talk about sunscreen, because people are with competing ideas about what's really best. People use sunscreen so they don't get burned. Sunburns can lead to skin damage, including cancer. But the Environmental Working Group says some of the ingredients in sunscreens themselves can lead to cancer or other health problems. And with that in mind, people have been buying sunscreen marketed as safe and chemical-free, like one made by Honest Company. That's a company that was started by actress Jessica Alba. But her customers recently complained on social media that they got burned, literally. Let's get a primer. Dr. Daryl Riegel is clinical professor of dermatology at New York University. Dr. Riegel, the Honest Company says their sunscreen has gone through testing. So start there. What testing is sunscreen supposed to go through?
Well, it's interesting. Sunscreen actually has testing that it has to undergo that's actually set by the FDA. You have to have a certain concentration of the sunscreen put on humans, so it's not just tested in a laboratory. Looking at the amount of protection, the resistance to sunburning, the resistance to water, all these testings get together, but the reality is the real problem is that some of the companies do the testing internally, some of the companies farm it out, but there's no real feedback to make sure how rigorous the testing was.
Well, that's not comforting because people want to think that there's an absolute, but we've been hearing this. And actually, there's been some reporting recently that you have to have a certain amount of zinc oxide for sunscreen to really work. Now, one parent, Greta Stabler, told NBC News in Chicago that she put Alba's sunscreen, Honest sunscreen, on her six-year-old four times over a three-hour period. Her daughter got burned all over. And NBC in Chicago found that the company cut the zinc oxide from 20% to 9.3%. Do you think that that's a factor?
All right, so a couple of comments there.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't have to have any zinc oxide in a sunscreen for it to work, because there are actually 19 official sunscreening agents recognized by the FDA in the U.S. Outside the country, there's another 10 or 12. But the difference is zinc oxide or titanium dioxide are called inorganic sunscreens. So they're the ones that basically work by just being on the surface of the skin and actually reflect light or absorb a little of the energy, and that's kind of how they work. The second issue you raise is, what about the percentage of zinc oxide if you have it in a sunscreen? How much does it take to make it work? Theoretically, you probably should have more than 10%, but even more importantly, it's how well the sunscreen is applied, number one. It actually takes 2 milligrams per square centimeter of sunscreen to be applied the same way that happens in official FDA testing. Almost nobody applies that amount of sunscreen. So if you did, you'd look probably as white as a sheet of paper. People typically apply only about 25 to 50% of the rated concentration, because that's the way people put sunscreen on.
I hear what you're saying, because sometimes you put that layer on your nose. For instance, you see a white nose on a surfer, for instance, but
right. You
wouldn't do that on your whole body.
Well, most people won't. They don't want to look like that, especially with zinc oxide, which kind of shows that up. So the other thing with zinc oxide-based sunscreens is, if they're not formulated really well, they can clump. So instead of giving a nice, even coverage on the skin, they kind of clump up over a short period of time. They break down. You might find that when you squeeze it out of the tube, instead of coming as a white sort of toothpaste-y kind of thing, it comes out some liquid and some other gunk. So there are all these other factors that go into how effectively the sunscreen is going to protect you, beyond whether it has zinc oxide or whether it's at the 10% yet.
Well, but Alba and her co-founder also wrote online that they'd recently reformulated their sunscreen to make it easier to apply. You talked about how zinc stays on the surface, for instance, and some of these stay on the surface, and it, you know, is hard to rub in. So there could be something there. But Honest sunscreen, SPF 30, is expensive. It's about $14 for 3 fluid ounces. That's compared to about $8 for Coppertone's SPF 30. Is one of the cautionary tales here that something that costs more might not be better for you?
Absolutely. The basic cost of producing a sunscreen is not that much. There's not any really fancy chemicals in it or anything. So, you know, part of this is that the whole idea that the word natural seems wonderful. You know, we all want things that sound natural. And just because something's natural doesn't make it better. I could put ocean water on you, which is natural, but it wouldn't have very much sun protective effects.
I'm not going to ask you to name a brand, but tell me 3 things you somebody should look for in a sunscreen.
Fair enough. Number one, I'll give you 4 things.
Okay.
First of all, it should be SPF 30 or higher. Okay. That means it's got the protection that you need, at least minimally, to protect you. Second thing, it should say broad spectrum on it. This is the new FDA labeling, And the idea behind broad spectrum is it has a proportional amount of UVB and UVA, ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B protection. And the third thing is water resistant. Get one that's water resistant 80 minutes. It's better mm-hmm. in terms of being sweat resistant or being out in the pool or the ocean. Final thing is, in general, I usually recommend trying to get something from one of the more bigger companies or established companies, because I believe their testing procedures tend to be a little more rigorous. So what you mm-hmm. see on the label, the testing is probably more relative to what it actually is.
Dr. Darryl Riegel, clinical professor of dermatology at NYU, also past president of the American Academy of Dermatology. Dr. Riegel, thank you.
My pleasure.